I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, when you think of Pittsburgh, what do you think? You think Steel City, Iron City. Now it's kind of like a tech corridor.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But the City of Bridges, known for the Steelers, the Three Rivers, and now Gators. As of last week, authorities in Pittsburgh said an alligator found on a resident's porch was the third gator found in the city in less than a month. Officers responded to a report of a loose alligator in a neighborhood Saturday, and they found a 2.5-foot-long gator on the front porch of a residence. So they put it in a box, and they called animal control, and animal control took it, and then they sent it off to animal rescue. And I guess those folks have been in contact with the gator's owner, and they found out it escaped when a tree fell on its enclosure. So it was, I guess it was outside in some kind of...
I can't imagine a gator would like a Pittsburgh winter.
No. The gator was not related to the 5-foot alligator that was captured in a Pittsburgh neighborhood Thursday, or the discovery of another gator in Pittsburgh in late May. Do you think anyone in our audience has ever owned...
Yes.
An alligator.
Yes.
I'm talking like not a little one.
Not a caiman.
I'm talking about a
caiman can get 3 feet.
You know, it's legal to own those.
Yes.
Yeah. How about?
I know that used to be.
Okay. How about somebody who's owned like an actual gator?
A gator.
You know, where it got little and then all of a sudden it got really big. You know, it started in the bathtub and then it outgrew that and then you just kind of kept it in the basement.
If there's people that we have met that are out on. You know, the Mount Baker Highway that have lions and tigers. I'm sure someone has a gator.
All right. If you've had one, 360-733-5476. The gator lines are open.
We've had this kind of story before, but usually it involves like a young kid and a powdered donut. Did you eat that powdered donut? And he's got the stuff on his lips, you know, and you're like, no, I didn't eat it. In Florida, and outside Tampa the other night, a man was pulled over. Well, a car was pulled over, and one of the guys riding in the car was 20-year-old Fabricio Jimenez. And as the traffic stop was proceeding there, the cop noticed that Jimenez had a white powdery substance on his nose and recognized that to be cocaine. They said Jimenez's nose was swabbed by police, and the field test was positive that, yes, that was cocaine all over his nose. So they gave him a search, and they found a small bag of cocaine, and they seized a backpack with 250 grams of marijuana and 13 Xanax pills. Jimenez then told the cops, quote, well, he attempted to tell the deputies the cocaine on his nose was not his, and he didn't know how it got on his nose.
A gust of wind blew it over there.
The cocaine in my backpack and that 250 grams of weed and the Xanax pills, that's all mine. The cocaine on my nose.
Unrelated.
I don't know where that came from.
And Oklahoma City, our final stop, and I Can't Believe It's News this morning, where the FBI is looking for public enemy number one. That is the Sweatpants Bandit. This is a woman who has robbed 4 Oklahoma City banks. Hitting one of those banks twice. She's committed 1 robbery a month from December to May, apparently took the month of March off, always in heavy, what they describe as heavy sweatpants attire. She is 5'3 to 5'6, 110 pounds. They say she's in her late 30s to mid 40s, sometimes carrying a floral print bag, but always wearing sweatpants, thick sweatpants. FBI officials say with temperatures warming up, her choice in clothing should be an immediate red flag to bank employees. If you see a woman, you know, on an 85-degree day come into the bank in thick sweatpants, you know you got some trouble. The Sweatpants Bandit, not to be confused with her more dressed-down colleague, the Pajama Pants Bandit.
I Can't Believe It's News.
You see a lot of that around here.